This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I want you to understand that when you're fighting for Trump to challenge the fraud in this election, you're not just fighting for Trump. You're fighting for the future of the integrity of the elections process for the whole country and for everybody, every American, every party, every candidate in the future. You see, if we don't overturn this fraud, the Democrats will conclude that they can just steal every election from here forward, and they will. Because if they get away with this, and they know big tech is backing them up, big tech is censoring anyone who questions the validity of the fraudulent votes in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and so on. And big media is in with the fraud, of course, and big media is saying that Biden has won and that's that, and no one can challenge it. And, you know, it's all total nonsense. We must challenge this fraud now, or we will not have a nation again. We will have one party rule, ruled by total fraud. Did you see Joe Biden's victory speech, his kind of acceptance speech? It was a bunch of empty cars. It was a staged event, and Joe Biden wasn't even there. They edited him in. That they said he was speaking at this at this podium there. He wasn't even there. It's just a bunch of empty cars. I mean, insane. The whole thing was totally rigged. It's not even real. I mean, I'm not convinced that much of anybody actually voted for Biden. He couldn't draw anybody to his rallies, and he couldn't get anybody to his victory speech. And we're supposed to believe that 70 million Americans voted for Joe Biden? I don't think so. I think it was largely fraud. Largely fraud. I mean, that seems obvious at this point. This whole thing has been completely rigged from the start. And we have to challenge it. And by the way, you know, what's great about watching all of this right now, not only am I confident that Trump is going to win in the courts here and get the fraud thrown out and end up being declared the winner of this election, not only am I convinced of that, but I also think this is awesome for awakening the American people to the grave importance of having national voter ID. We need honest elections, obviously. I mean, for God's sake, if Amazon can ship out packages and track them by the hour and know the location of every box and when it was delivered and what door at your house it was dropped off at, you know, and show you all these details about your package. Even the Postal Service can do that. How come we can't have voter ID? I mean, almost every country in the world has voter ID. Everywhere you go, you got to show your ID to vote. Not in America. You know why? Because the Democrats don't want it, because the Democrats need to be able to commit fraud. And the only way they can commit fraud is to have no voter ID. Well, this election is revealing how important it is to have voter ID, because if they can just shut down the counting on one day, you know, at night, and then in the middle of the night while everybody's sleeping, they just print up hundreds of thousands of ballots for the Democrat, which is exactly what has happened here. And oh, software glitches have been discovered, and every single glitch was in favor of Joe Biden. Well, that's not called a glitch, folks. That's a hack. Those aren't glitches. Those are hacks. That's theft. You know, if they were glitches, they would be random. Some votes would go for Trump. Some would go for Biden. No, they're not glitches. They're hacks. It's theft. When you see that, you know that we've got to do something to protect the integrity of our elections. Otherwise, no one will ever trust the outcome again. But the reason Democrats are going to fight this so aggressively is because if we have honest elections, I don't think Democrats will win any elections. I think the only way they're winning right now is through massive coordinated fraud. I don't think there'll be a Democrat president ever again. I don't think we'll have any Democrat senators elected if we have honest elections. Honest elections means the people win, not the Democrat crooked crime machine. And that's why Democrats don't want voter ID. So I said this, you will note, I've been saying this for years. I said, we've got to have national voter ID. You know, Trump needs to declare this. I said, like earlier this year, Trump has got to call for national voter ID, and the GOP has got to call for it. You know, where's the GOP on all this? Quiet. Silent. Isn't that amazing? Not interested in speaking out in favor of democracy, are they? No. Just happy to see Trump lose because the GOP is, you know, a bunch of scumbags for the most part. Not as bad as Democrats, but still, you know, corrupt scumbags, you know, with a few exceptions out there. But fair and free elections are the last thing that the power elite want. They don't want fair elections, and they sure don't want free elections. Why do you think big tech is censoring everything you say that's in favor of Trump or in favor of America? They can't have freedom of speech when there's an election at stake. No, they don't want fair and free elections. In fact, you've heard the quote where the globalists say, you know, elections are too important to leave up to the people. They've got to make sure that all the elections are rigged. and they've done that here. You know, it's also interesting that no matter how many votes Trump got in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, no matter how well he did, the Democrats were already planning to print however many new ballots they needed to beat Trump. So it didn't even matter how you voted in the swing states. Your vote was going to be nullified by fraud. And that's the way Democrats will run every election from this day forward if this problem isn't fixed. So, you know, one vote, one person, you show up in person, in third world countries, they put like a stamp on your hand that you can't wash off, you know? You vote, they stamp your hand, you show ID, and that's it. And you can't vote twice, and there's no mail-in ballots. None of that garbage. It's honest, it's in person, it's high integrity, and that ballot is tied to you. And frankly, you should get a receipt when you vote, a receipt that shows who you voted for and like the ballot number and everything else. And you should be able to go online and look that up and see that your vote is still counted. We don't have any of that stuff in America. We have worse than third world voting. We have Democrat world voting, which is, you know, totally corrupt, fraudulent criminal system. And I think we've reached the point where most Americans have had enough. Tired of it. Not going to stand by and allow this theft to happen any longer. And I'm with you. It's time to take a stand. This is it. We will not swallow this fraud. We will not just forget about this and move on. We are going to draw the line in the sand right here. Trump won the election. Fraudulent votes don't count. And we are not going to let this country be stolen. That's my message, and I'm glad you agree with it. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com for more podcasts and also videos from, you know, tens of thousands, 100,000 other accounts as well. So check it out. Thank you for listening.